sense of freedom of speech, and you had the rules of the debate were that you could not insult the church, which meant you could say anything because everything could be construed as an insult. In effect, it was the same type of farce as the show trials of the communists in the 1930s and at other times. But what happened was that Rabbeinu Yechiel made such a skillful defense that the king said, it's true that you cannot prove Christianity from the Talmud. But the Talmud, he says, is an insult to Christianity. The Talmud is anti-Christian. It says terrible calumnies about Christianity and the theology of the Christians. How he came to that conclusion, no one knows. And the thing that made it better was that naturally they were all illiterate. So they, that helps. It's like in the yeshiva, when it helps all my guys, that if they don't see the Gemara inside, they know it perfectly. The moment you have to see it inside, you have problems, right? You have to read the words, so then all of a sudden, you have, but if you don't have to read it, so then you can come to whatever conclusion you wish about it. And he couldn't read it, no one could read it, none of the cardinals could read it, but they decided that it was insidious. And in the year 1240, he brings it June 17th, 1242. June 17th, 1242, 24 cartloads of priceless Hebrew manuscripts were publicly burned in Paris. What he did was he collected all of the copies of the Talmud that were extant in France. He took them from all of the yeshivas. And you have to remember, everything was handwritten. There were no copies. There was no Xerox machine. Right? The monks hadn't invented the Xerox machine yet. And he burned them. For that, he became St. Louis. In 1297, the church canonized him for that great advancement in civilization and spirituality. But that was the effective end of the Jewish community in France. Because now Jews can live without everything, but they can't live without their books. And if you wanted to study, the yeshivas couldn't exist. So the emigration of Jews from France began. And the king followed it up with an expulsion of the Jews from France. Again, after despoiling them, taking away their money, their property. And the Jewish community in France, till our day, has never really recovered. It has never again become the great seat of learning or the great seat of Jewish tradition that it was in the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries. Today, the Jews in France number over 600,000 Kanyirbu, of whom over 500,000 are Sephardic Jews from Algeria, Tunisia, and Morocco, who have come recently in the last 30 years. So even though it's the largest Jewish community in Western Europe, it has never been noted as a scholarly Jewish community, as a strong Jewish community. And throughout the modern period, it always was the most secular Jewish community. It was always the Jewish community that had least to do with tradition, etc. And it never looked like Rashi's community again. It never looked like the Baalei Tosfos again. And the reason for it was that he burned the books. When he burned the books, then they had to move. It was not a copy of the Talmud extant. Now, if you'll take those two blows together, the burning of the books in France and the expulsion of the Jews from England and the confiscation again of all of their books. So you realize how precariously close Ashkenazic Jewry came to being destroyed. Being destroyed physically and being destroyed spiritually. But again, here we will have a number of great people who will step into the breach. And almost single-handedly, with their phenomenal memories and devotion to Torah and above human efforts.